Ladies and gentlemen,
it's the Backyard Macro Show.
Backyard Maker Show. Maker Show.
We speak that realness.
Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the Backyard Mecca Show. Backyardmeccashow.com. We're back with another one, man. Another great one this week. X, what's going on, bro?
Chilling, man. I just had a long, amazing week full of healing and healing in the trenches. I'm in New Jersey and Patterson and Newark.
Okay.
Doing healing work, and I do lifts, obviously. I'm saying, driving around. Healing people while I'm driving around. It's weird. Not hearing myself say it on the microphone. But yeah, I can definitely say that it's been a very interesting week, man. It's been a very one-of-a-kind week. One of those memorable weeks I'll never forget.
Cool, man. Cool. Ladies and gentlemen, by the way, that's my co-host, Xavier. Call him X. I'm your host, Self Mathematics. Y'all can call me Self. We have a special guest in the building today, but before I introduce him, I just want to get into a couple little topics, man. Chris, I actually want you to come in on them too, man, because you know, your input, man. I want to hear your input on some of these things, man. I wanted to actually bring up I don't know if you guys heard what happened in Starbucks over this weekend, man, with the two brothers that were inside and the police got called on them. Y'all hear about that at all?
I heard about it, man.
I didn't know what
happened. People was making jokes off the. Now it's like anything. They just making jokes out of it.
Yeah,
it
becomes like a meme right away and shit. Man.
Filtering it out like the real meaning. Now I'm start. I be like, man. Now I'm getting upset, and I'm a comic. Yeah. And I'm like, man, this is stupid.
So this is what happened, man. Two brothers. You know what I'm saying? Two grown black men went into a Starbucks. I believe. Don't quote me on this. I believe it was in Pennsylvania, Philly, one or the other. So they were in there. They were having a meeting. You know what I'm saying? They were waiting for one of their friends. So. The two brothers were in there. They sat down. They were waiting for them. You know, they didn't buy nothing because they were waiting for their friend to, you know, to get situated and all that. One of them, I guess, used the bathroom. So I guess one of the employees felt threatened by that and called the cops. The cops came and basically arrested them. So while they were getting arrested, their friend got there. And mind you, it was a white brother. You know what I'm saying? So the guys tell him, like, what are you guys doing? You know, why are they getting arrested? This and that. And, you know, they really didn't give him an answer or nothing like that. Mm-hmm. And you know, they didn't do anything. They were just sitting there waiting for him. Like, it's like me and you saying we're going to meet somewhere, and I wait for you before I buy a beverage or something.
People do that in Starbucks. I used to work at a Starbucks.
Exactly.
They do that all the time and don't buy nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
So this one person felt threatened, or, you know what I'm saying? And I mean, at the end of the day, man, we all know it's some racist shit that still goes out on there, man. So this happened over the weekend, man. The two brothers got arrested for whatever matter. And, yeah, it's basically, you know, it hit the news and shit. And it's been turning to memes and all that. But it's crazy how we still live through this shit, man, now.
Yeah, I wonder if it's an isolated incident or if it's something that, like, is tolerated in the franchise.
That's the main thing
when people saying get arrested, got arrested, but how do you arrest someone without breaking the, like, what is it?
What was the charge?
How do you arrest somebody? Like,
that's what I'm not understanding. Them? That's what I'm not understanding, if they're trying to get them for loitering or something, because they didn't do shit.
Right,
you know what
right.
I'm saying? One of the brothers asked to use the bathroom. And they were waiting, basically, they were waiting to order shit for when their friend got there. Because, you know, they were meeting up.
Right.
Having a meeting, whatever. Just three friends having a call.
So you got to get the code to go in the bathroom in Starbucks. So what did that employee feel threatened about? Did he say something to that employee?
It's a big thing right now, man. But, I mean, we all know it's bullshit at the end of the day, man. I mean, I've been through shit like that before, where you get profiled. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure you guys have been through it, man. It's just
one's memorable. Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I just wanted to talk about that real quick.
Well, I got a question though, right?
Yeah.
So, as a comedian, let me ask you this. By the way, guys, we might as well introduce him now.
Yeah. Well, no, I want to get into one more thing, and then we're going to give him the proper introduction, okay, man. Yeah, we'll give him the
introduction. Because I want to ask him a question, but it has to do with your career.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, so let's wait. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quick.
It kind of tied with the subject, too, though, the subject matter. All
right, you want
to... I'm just asking. Yeah, right, I want to know. Ahead, I'm curious. All right, so where do you, as a comedian, draw the line? You know what I'm saying? Like, when something happens, and you kind of want to, like, have a joke or say something about it. Like, for you, I know it's probably different for each comedian. Some comedians, they don't give a fuck, and they go, you know what I mean? But for you, like, what makes it, what gives you the green light, and what gives you the red light? Like, I'm not about to make a joke about that, or this, yeah, fuck it, I'm gonna just, you know, I'm gonna take a risk.
Yeah, it's the thing, you have a lot, nowadays, you have a lot of comics that like taking risks. It's not even about the funny, and people will laugh, it's about, shock, it's about right? like yo, I can't believe you just brought that up. Yeah, it's like a right? difference between that, but it's, man, that comedy come in different ways, man. It's like, but let's like, I do this because I like, that's my high. I enjoy having people just like straight up laugh and not to make them go, oh, yo, it's two right. different kind. My boy is that type of comic. Mm. It's not so much of to have them belly. Gut wrenching laughs, just more of a shock
value.
That's yeah. and he, but he's like that, mm. and it's like, and I know he's like that, and it's just funny. Like, yo, you crazy, but it's like, it's, you know,
it's a different kind of comedy.
Yeah,
I see, almost like different kinds of rap.
Yeah.
Well, so yeah, I just wanted to bring that up, man, to see, cause that's real crazy, man. Like,
yeah,
bro, like, if,
yeah,
if we're not attacked one way, we're attacked another, man. And there's people that act like this shit don't exist, man. But anyway, to the bitch ass motherfucker that called the cops on them dudes, man, I just want to give them one of these, man. We're gonna we're just gonna keep dropping knowledge and shit like this until we, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Until we get cast like people out of here, man. Because people like that don't deserve to be deserve to be around, man.
I hope the rest of his. Rest of his days for a while, people just mess with him, that employee.
Mm-hmm. I mean, straight the thing up. Is, yeah, it's become a public thing, so you know at this point, you know, you're right. not going to be able to live a private life.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know if you guys ever heard of the black or the dark web. They call it the dark web. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Things like this happen, like your address, your information is all out there. You know, someone decides to want to get you, you got.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, yo, people are straight up accessible
like,
nowadays.
Super accessible. So I wouldn't be surprised. Like, I wouldn't. I feel for anybody that gets caught out in the public eye doing something stupid. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. you got the public now, millions of people watching you, mm-hmm. or that know about your actions or whatever. And then, you know, anything can happen.
Yeah,
we live here. We live in the world we live in. But yeah, I mean, to me, it don't surprise me. I'm not shocked that happened at Starbucks. I mean, you know where we live at. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a little desensitized a little bit. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm gonna be honest. You know, I think the reason why I'm desensitized, I drive in Newark, and I drive in Irvington all day. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I drive through these places. When you go and see what this looks like firsthand versus rumors and pictures. It makes the world. Yes, it
is. Yeah, Irvington is Irvington in what else? In Jersey just Trenton. Still looks
Trenton is crazy. Oh,
yeah. Yo, it Trenton looks is, like yeah, yo. It crazy. Still looks like
still
that.
Looks like that.
There's people still out on the block selling crack and dope. That's crazy. Like North Philly.
Watch this. There's a liquor store in Patterson. Right, it's open like 2 a.m. 2 a.m.
Wow.
They trap it right in front of the
door. They let it open this, 2 a.m?
Taxis is dropping people off there left and right. Cops is all over the city. They know it's open. Yo, when you see this, you know, like how accessible everything is, like in certain cities in Jersey, it almost desensitizes you to a lot of other things. Like, of course that's going to happen. You see what's happening here? Like, I'm driving in Irvington, and like there's literally like a house that's like ripped open in the back, and you see like a toilet and all this other stuff hanging out, you know, just mad stuff. And then across from that, there's like mad trash. And across from that, there's like an abandoned house. But this is an intersection that, you know, it's mad cars. Like, it ain't nothing like in the back you know, in a corner of the city. This is the city. And then, you know, as you're driving through, it's kind of cold out. You see a lot of the elderly out there, but the elderly is on some dope. You know what I'm saying? And you see the young heads selling dope to the, you know. So when you see that and you just drive, you see this every day, desensitizes you just a little bit because you know, of course, obviously there's some racist shit going on in the world, but then you see what's going on in our own communities. You're like, what the fuck happened to us to get to this point and not come up off of this point? So for me, when I ain't gonna let, it's hard to gather an emotion off of that shit because I know it exists. So when I go to other towns and other cities in Jersey that neighbor those cities, it's like night and day. Like it's night and day. You know what I'm saying? It goes from like looking like ooh to like, oh shit, should I get out my car? You know what I'm saying? Like it's nothing but like, you know, Italians and rednecks around. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm nervous that, you know what I mean? Some of these times might not be the times that fuck with me. You know what I mean? But then you go into pizza shops and depending on you probably win tuition. They fucking like, yo, how you doing, bro? So it just depends on where you are. You know, I always try to follow my little spider sense. And I feel like we all need to follow our intuition. Should I go in this store? Should I go here? You know what I mean? Like I know I'm black and, you know, I'm so-called, could go anywhere and do whatever I want to do in America because it's America. But I follow my intuition. Yeah, like, if I feel like it's even possible that I'm going to have some problems somewhere, I'm not going. I will drive a few miles down the road. If that's the case, you know what I mean? I don't want to deal with the racist crap. Because, you know, it's there. It's around. It's around like a circle.
But, fellas, I don't want to... We could go crazy with that topic, man. I want to introduce Chris. But real quick, another thing I want to talk about, too, was the shit going down in Syria. You know what I'm saying? The whole bombing shit. I don't know if y'all heard about that. Trump let the bombs go without permission and all that. You know, it's a bunch of
crazy shit. Break it down. Shit, I don't think everybody knows.
I mean, you know, basically, he let the bombs go. He didn't really get congressional permission or whatever. So did France let the bombs go. The UK let the bombs go.
Why did the bombs go?
You know, they're
small as Syria.
Yeah. So, you know, this is the thing, though. Assad and his regime and shit, you know, they constantly are hitting their own people with chemicals and shit and you know, gas, all that shit. Fucked up shit. So I get it. I get it that, you know, they want to control that, man. But it's crazy. It's like sometimes you got to mind your business, sometimes you don't, man. What is this situation here? I don't know, man. If they try to help them, they try to help them. But I know how the format of how this government works.
How this government works. So, they want something.
Yeah. You know, Syria's in the Middle East. You know, they've been through Iraq. They've been, you know, people don't pay attention, man. But Syria.
It was like seven countries they got to take over.
Yeah.
Down to two or something like that.
They're spreading their pipeline and shit like that. So it's down to three. It's down to Syria, Iran. And North Korea, and that's why the whole beef with North Korea too is there. Like a lot, you know, if you really study the whole shit, you know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. So, man, we just gotta try to, man.
I think you should break it down a little bit, and I don't think everybody always has the time to understand the map.
No, I mean, if we do that, bro, we'll get into the show. But like I said, that's what happened. The Assad and his people, his government were basically attacking his people with chemical bombs. You know what I'm saying? Gas bombs. So. They let the bombs go. Supposedly, the bombs that the U.S. dropped didn't hit nobody. It hit some vacant buildings and shit that, you know, they were just trying to maybe make a statement or whatever. But regardless, like, yo, they've done it before, and innocent men, women, and children are getting killed. And at the end of the day, like I said, man, why get involved unless you're really trying to get something for yourself, man? These people are always stealing land and resources from all over the world, spreading democracy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? What they call it, spreading democracy.
Right.
And then they put the little puppet master in the government, and then they do their thing. So that is basically, you know, we get deep into that, but I don't,
just
know.
To, you know,
they
but
put
that's
they
what
put
it,
a
brief synopsis.
They put a reason. They make a reason. There's no reason why they had to do that for nothing. They're getting something out of it. Number one, they dropped one of them bombs, and bombs is what, 11 point something million for one bomb. Why you would drop five bombs and spend all that money for nothing?
And that's what other people were saying.
And you can't even give college intuition to come on now.
Or Flint, they're talking about
Flint, exactly.
They were comparing it to Flint. Like those bombs cost like something, you know, crazy million amount of money, millions. 100 million for each bomb or some shit like that, or I don't know, 120 million. And they said to fix Flint, it's between like 50 to 80 million, you know what I'm saying? Mm. To fix that. But
you see that a lot of this is by design.
But that's the whole, exactly. They're trying to get the black and brown folk out of that part of Flint because they're trying to rebuild it and, you know, do the whole waterfront shit and the, you know what I'm saying, college. But politics is a dirty game, man. But Man, enough of that, man. Let's get into the guest, man. I want to introduce him the right way. From Bridgeport, Connecticut, we got the ill funny brother, my brother, Mr. Funny Man,
word.
Chris C. Snacks Clark. Can we get a little applause?
Peace.
Peace.
My
yo, thank you for coming, man. Thank you for coming.
Word,
it's a pleasure to have you, man.
Yeah.
How you feeling, man? How you feeling, man? Are you just getting off the road, man?
Yeah, I'm good, man. You know, any information, knowledge, and building and searching for an answer, I like that shit just charged me up. So, mm-hmm. you know.
Beautiful, man.
Mm-hmm. So, where were you, man? You just landed not too
No, ago. Actually, it was yesterday, but just was in the city.
Okay.
Man, yeah, it's been good now, man. Like now, but it's like that's the thing. Being an artist, man, that shit's just up and down, man. Especially comedy. Yo, dude, man.
Travel, huh? I can imagine.
Yeah, man. I can't commit. Like I'll get a job and just know I gotta quit, or they're just not gonna tolerate it. Like I can't leave for a week. I just started. I didn't even go through my 90-day.
Yeah.
Yo, this shit is hard, man. Right. And
so it's like a battle. From what it seems like, it's a battle between your consistency with work and then also your artist life, your career life, because that's your career. You know what I mean? Like your job and you got your career. I get it, man.
And they know it's crazy. Everywhere I worked at, they like me and they get it. They were like, "Yo, he's not gonna like." They kind of want to help me do my thing, but it's like you know, they still got to go through their guidelines. Right. So it's like.
Still
like
a business to run.
You know, I need to work to get to take this to do this, and it just
do it full
shit
time.
Is real. Yeah,
it's tough. I understand. Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
Shit, full time. I say like 14, 13 years.
Dope.
Full time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, that's a lot of dedication.
But that's the dope thing. Even though you know, what I'm saying, like when you have a business, man, and you go through those trials and tribulations, what you just said about the jobs and all that.
Yeah.
Like. If you really believe in yourself and you love what you do, you're going to go through that. You're going to keep doing it. Look, 14 years, you know what I'm saying? And, yo, and in 14 years, you've been shaking it up a little bit too, man. Like, you know what I mean?
Thanks, man.
The work is showing. Didn't you just recently, wasn't you in the UK for? You were overseas over there?
Yeah. Dope, in London, man. First time in London.
Talk about that a little bit, bro.
Yeah. For some stand-up, I hooked up with the Hodge Twins. If anybody know the Hodge Twins, these dudes are big time in the YouTube world.
Okay.
Even before that, they're like fitness dudes. Like they muscled it. It was on big magazines a couple times. Two light skinned brothers, man. Big.
Okay.
Big in YouTube, man. They got like 4 pages, like 1 million, 1 page, 2 million, you know. But they're big. Hooked up with them. Just on Instagram, I followed them. Actually, follow them on YouTube. Say what up. They ain't really say nothing. Instagram, one of the Cav hit me back. I was like, oh, shoot.
Right.
And they're just laughing on funny stuff they say, something.
Yeah.
And I inboxed them. It was going to be in Levity Live Comedy Club. So I was like, yo, what's good? Anybody, you know, you got any hosts or whatever? He's like, yo, let me get back to my manager. Hit me back. He's like, yo, you good? I was like, word.
That's what's up, man.
So I went there, did my thing. We kicked it a little bit.
Okay.
And then they asked to go to the casino, and then after that the Providence connection, did that, we kicked it, chopped it up.
Dope, man.
Feeling the vibe, and then it was like, yo, what up? I was like, what up?
That's
dope,
going
to roll, man.
It's that footwork, and
help them write, because they knew the comedy. They're like 2 years in.
Okay.
Yeah, they're like 2 years in, but they've been doing YouTube and for a minute. And
So talk to our people for a little bit, man. Talk to our interweblians out there, man. You probably don't know, but interweblians is a word I basically made up for our, you know what I'm saying, for our fans and people out there that support us. You know, you got the internet, you got the web, and, you know, alien is a species. So, you know, interweblians.
That make,
you know what I mean?
That sounds,
just trying to be a little.
That sounds dope.
A little original, you know what I mean? But let our interweblians know, man. Tell them, you know, what's your history, bro? Where were you born? Where you from?
I was born, it's crazy, my mother and father's Jamaican, but everybody think I'm Jamaican, but I say I'm like, no, I'm not Jamaican. I mean, I am Jamaican, but it's like, I wasn't born there, because Jamaica lets you know, like, you're not a real Jamaican. Yeah, they'll tell you that. That shit is crazy. Yeah,
I get that all the time, too.
Yeah, family. But it's like, damn, man.
When I'm brown enough for them and when I'm white enough for these guys, it's like, yo. Where do I fit in at?
It's like, whatever. All right, then, whatever. You know? Yeah, I was born in Stanford, came to Bridgeport young, and, you know, Bridgeport, born and raised, man. Done been through it, man. Done seen it, everything, man. Whatever that. Oh, damn. So I'm 41 years old.
Okay.
41 years old. So, man, I've been in Bridgeport when all that crazy shit done seated new. Like, now it's like I don't even watch the news, so I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, yeah. I don't watch. It's like I'll hear it. Like, damn, this dude got shot.
You
got
to see the 80s.
Yeah. Yeah.
You got to see the 80s as like maybe like a teenager or something.
Yo.
The 90s too were crazy.
Yeah, the 80s, 90s. It's like end of 80s into 90s.
Yeah.
When everybody started like selling crack. That's just crazy. Like Bridgeport, man, I just realized like New York, the boroughs, like cats was selling drugs at like that was just the thing to do. I don't even get into that. That was the thing to do.
Yeah.
Like when I was playing with Transformers and touching chicks' butts. These mothers was flipping G-packs and all that. More than that. Right. Had a brick.
Right.
And you 10.
You know what's crazy? That's where we at now. It's just pills now.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. It's a different substance. We pills, eat it man. Now. It's just a different substance at right. this point, man. You know, it's very interesting. That's another thing. Like,
yeah.
I got to see that firsthand in Jersey. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. It's normalized. Yeah. No, like, yeah. Connecticut, like, Connecticut's a little different. Like, you know, you meet somebody that like might pop pills or whatever. That person pops pills. They might know some people that pop pills, but it's not like everybody you know.
Yeah, not all over. Right. Yeah, yeah.
Jersey, it's like
yeah, that's sad.
Everybody is everybody, like almost everybody. Yeah. Like,
but don't sleep out here in the valley, man. Because I work out here and shit, bro. Like. The heroin's real big out there.
Yeah, heroin is big now.
It's big like, everywhere, big but everywhere. There, bro, like, yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Like
It was getting out shit. Here in the valley before it came. Yo, that shit is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, damn. Like, yeah. It's needed now. Like,
yeah, like, the heroin is here. It's the pills in Jersey. Not even just the bad names, but everywhere. You know what I'm saying? Like, everywhere you go in Jersey, it's like.
Even, pills. Yo, even now, it's fucked up because the weed is fucked up now, man. The weed is all like, GMO weed or you got that K7.
That fentanyl. They be lacing that
fentanyl. I call
too.
Weed now, especially when the government got a hold of it. I call that shit. I call it the tilapia weed, man.
Absolutely.
That shit's farm raised, man. Yeah. You don't want none of that.
Nah, that yeah. Once I heard that was happening, I was like, yo, I'm glad I kind of stopped smoking a long time ago.
I ain't gonna flex. I smoke every day.
No, I'll smoke here and there. I'm not front like I don't, but I used to smoke a lot. But now it's scary, man. It's scary to like just be in these times. Like, yo, these motherfuckers. You know, it was illegal for so long because they weren't getting profits. Once they figured out how to get a fucking profit out of it, that's when they come in and okay, you know what I'm saying? But
right.
But now you got to be aware of the shit. You know what I mean? You know how right. they work, but.
Right.
So okay, man. So also, Chris, man, I seen that. You know, I read up on your bio and everything, and you know, we've kind of worked together before
yeah.
at certain clubs where you did comedy gigs and all that. And
yeah.
You always brought artists and shit, man. And that was always dope to see, man. Those shows were always dope and funny, man. Them
yeah.
artists and all that. yep. But I saw that. You were on 106 in Park as well, right? The BT 106
yeah,
in Park?
Yeah, damn, that's still up there?
Yeah, I know it's been a minute, but still, that's something big, man.
Yeah.
I want to talk about that. Can we get into that
yeah,
real quick?
Yeah, that's crazy. I got a lot of – I done did a lot of stuff that I don't – I mean, that credit – I don't know, looking for an artist, because I done seen it. That credit thing is good, but it's like, man, how funny are you? Like, are you funny? Like, you did all – like, a lot of people did all – like, open for this, did all this – but then you see them, then they trash. So like, I don't even really, it's like, yeah. This is what I'm doing now.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Not to downplay it, but yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this. What was your most memorable show? And what was the worst experience for you? Yeah, what was the most memorable one? Like, oh, yo, that shit was lit. What was one that she was like, yo, motherfucker, should I do this?
Man, one stand, man, I got a story about, rest in peace, his comedian named Rashid. Mm-hmm. Like, all the comics know this dude named Rashid. He got a deep voice, and he's the one that, if I say his joke, you be like, oh, like they always, he got, it's like millions of hits now. He died from a heart attack.
Say the joke.
He's like, he does this joke. He be like, yo, Poppy. He got a deep voice. Rashid. Anyways, yeah, man. This show I remember in at the Laugh Lounge. But I've gotten them. All right. For being a comic, you getting a standing ovation, that's like, yo. Yeah,
you lit.
Like, he's a beast, you know.
Yeah, right.
And I forgot how many now. Maybe I say like six or seven in my career. Mm-hmm. Packed house, that's standing ovation, and I'm not even the headliner.
That's ill.
Yeah,
I've gotten that. I got that in my hometown.
You take over the stage. I noticed. I always see a video. You like, you take over the energy. You try to like really like maneuver the crowd into your zone in a sense. You know what
yeah.
And that's,
I mean,
not easy to do.
Yeah, it's. I mean, I don't even. I don't try to. I just try to. You know, that laughter. I like it. Because some people like that to try to. I just. Projecting or telling my shit, you know. Mm-hmm. if I could do that and I'm in the zone with it, and then I can freestyle into my set,
yeah,
it's a wrap.
Yeah,
but my favorite, damn, but the one that stuck in my head because of that, it was like a hating thing going on. It was at the Laugh Lounge. Uh-huh. It's not even there no more. Uh-huh. It was a dope comedy club. Yeah. And this comedian name, I never did this on. It's all good, and I'm gonna say it because it's cool. Because I ain't say it. It's three comics that was there. It was Rashid, I remember. It was Franz Cassius, and it was a booker named Bert Smoove. He still books. So I was next, and Will Sylvans. He's like, a lot of comics know this dude. Like, he's a beast, Haitian dude, beast. He's he's the Haitian dude that is. Known, like, he's the one that he'd be like, well, the Haitian, he'd be like, why you do that?
Yeah,
he's known, he's the dude that, yeah,
okay, I know exactly.
So he was hosting, destroying. It's like, when the host destroys, he's like, damn, you're not gonna be, because you got to live up to that,
yeah,
so killing. And he was like, yeah, this next comic, he's like, this dude's from Connecticut, like, and started hanging Connecticut, automatically, just like, damn, yo. I have 5 minutes.
Shit.
Oh, man.
Anyways, give it up for Chris Clark. Like, kind of shitted on me.
Yeah, whatever,
I'm coming. Didn't terrible. Give me palm. He walks and leaves. It's like you're supposed to. Right. He walks and leaves. And I get up there.
Oh, man.
And I went up there, and I was like, man, like, and I have 5 minutes. Yo, I remember the jokes. It wasn't even, but it was. I had like this prop that I did to the joke to make the joke even funnier. Yo, no bullshit. 5 minutes. I caught a standing ovation. God is my witness. Standing ovation.
What's nice, up, man? Nice.
I was like, oh shit. Uh-huh. I was like, thank you. Uh-huh. I leave. I said, ladies and gentlemen, this is my time. I leave. The dude Will comes up, didn't give me palm. The people are still standing up. He was like, so yo, anybody ever fly on an airplane? Like, didn't acknowledge, didn't nothing. And people were still up standing up.
Damn.
And the people was like, and they sat back down. So Franz in the back was like, hey, yo, man, give it up for Chris Clark one more time. Nice, and then they nice, started clapping. Nice. He was just like, and
hating,
I remember
man?
Hating, yo. Yeah.
Damn.
I'm like, what the fuck did I do?
Yeah, yeah. Yo, some people are just miserable like
that's,
that.
That's, yeah, right, man. Right, I'm like, right. Yo, and you were good. You don't even need to. You didn't right. need that.
Yeah, yeah.
And you know.
Sabotaging shit, man.
Yo, yeah, man. I remember now. And I felt good, but I felt like at the same time. So I got off stage and went to the other room, and Rashid was there. He was like, damn, son, you just took that shit to another level. Mm-hmm. He said, but me, I'm about to destroy that shit. I'm going to erase everything you did. I was like, and I was laughing. Yo, so I have bounced. So the next week, I see Rashid. I was like, yo, what up, man? How'd you do after that? He was like, nigga, I bombed. I couldn't follow that shit. Yo, I was cracking
yo,
up.
Yo, and he was hilarious. He was on yo, that bad boy. He was known for that bad boy joint. Like, hey, Poppy, why the cat on the bread?
Yeah, on the bread. See, yo, dude, that dude was funny, man.
Yeah,
he was like, I got fight all of you. He said, try to rob him. He's like, yo, that if y'all listening, look up Rashid.
Yeah, that shit is hilarious.
Hilarious.
What,
man.
If you don't mind, man? What, how did he pass, man? I never found out. How he
passed. A lot of comics, man. We yo, that shit crazy. Motherfuckers don't be taking care of themselves, man. Mm-hmm. Health wise, he had like a heart. I think it's a heart attack or high cholesterol or something. A lot of comics has passed like that. A lot of them.
Recently too, man.
Recently, man. Yeah. Lost two comic Lord, rest in peace, Lord Damon Rozier.
Which brings me to a question. Do you feel like a lot of the comedy is rooted in pain for most comics, or do you feel like some of the comedy is rooted in like what percentage of comedy you feel is rooted in pain for you? And what do you feel like you just do because, you know, you just like to make people laugh?
Truthfully, I haven't really gotten to my personal pain yet. Because I don't know how to turn that into like funny. I don't know how to do that. You know, I could say some. When I first started comedy, my shit was kind of deep. I was on like some militant shit. I used to say some shit, but it wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. It was just like, damn, that's deep.
That's deep.
Oof. It like they liked it, but it was just like it didn't
resonate with a laugh.
Yeah. You know, so I can't. I'm silly anyways. Why am I doing this shit? And you know,
would you ever do that? I'm sorry, I didn't cut you.
No.
Would you? Yeah. I'm kind of working on it, but it's just like how my shit is now. I gotta put my set right now. I gotta burn it, like meaning put it to an album, put it out there on TV, and then dead it. You could see it, but right, now it's but different. Now it's yeah, different because shit, but I'm not on nothing. You know, the networks be changed. Like, I did Comic View 2 times, and both time it got canceled, so it never aired. Mm. Like that shit is crazy.
Yeah, that's wild. Mm. The footage is out there, but you just haven't.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how. If I ever blow up get real big, they'll probably find that footage and put it out there.
Yeah, right.
Like they did with the Kevin Hart shit, the one mic stand. The only reason they put it out there because Kevin Hart was hot.
Yeah.
Because they banned, they shut that shit down. They brought it back because of that, but it was still corny.
Are there any like outlets still for comedians like that? You know, the really?
Yeah, yeah. The stuff is man. It's look, they got the laugh tracks. Hosted by Cypher Sounds, where,
okay. Mm-hmm.
But it's a little different. It's like you're doing the stand up, then they act it out, so you're not there. You just hear the voice.
Okay.
I mean, it's cool, man. I think it's dope. It's a good, but there's no Comic View. There's no
Deaf Poetry.
There's no more Comic View. Right?
None of that shit.
That was
no,
the shit.
Comic View. Deaf Comedy Jam. Yeah. It's just gone, man.
Right. Oh, man. So like the main outlets are gone. So it's like. To really just find you, I gotta look for you type thing.
You gotta look for it, yeah.
I gotta look for it. You know what's interesting? Same kind of conversation we had yesterday. I mean, the last show, hip hop is turning into that too. You know, it's like
following.
You gotta look for new hip hop. I mean, you gotta look for real good hip hop. You gotta look for it. You know, mm-hmm. You gotta find it. You gotta look for it. I gotta go on that piff. You know, once or twice a week, listen to random mixtapes just to see what's out there in order to know what's going on.
I forgot about that.
See that piff, right? You know what I'm saying? But if you don't, it's like if you just turn the radio on, you hear the same shit. You turn the satellite radio on, you hear the same shit. Well, satellite radio get a little more variety,
and you know what? That's like in the same shit we spoke about last week. Like you said, it's because of the money, just like the hip hop. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The money's like saturating everything, and basically,
right,
it's killing everything, man.
It's killing everything.
It's killing.
But where's the money with comedy, though? That's a good question, right? It brings it to that.
The movies. I mean, the for me, what I see, what I feel is in the movies right now is where like Kevin Hart. You know what I mean? Like, but other than that, like, you don't have the Deaf Comedy Jams and all that.
Yeah.
Netflix.
And look at it. Look at these social media. These social media. I don't even know what to call them. Actors. They're like. That's what everybody's turning to. Think that's comedy. They'd be like, "Yeah, I'm a comic."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you a comic?
Exactly.
So, like, would you ever get in like sketch comedy?
Yeah. Man, I didn't. I got a lot of sketches. I've been in and man, that shit is crazy. I've been in a lot of sketch.
Yeah, sketch comedy.
A lot of people, man. Yeah.
It's almost like, you know, infusing acting and improv along with, you know, comedy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think that's a. That seems to be the newest way, like you said, like you guys said, like people who are just having their own, like their own movements, putting their own media out. It's just like this is the era that we're in. It's almost like do it yourself type stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like if you don't do it yourself, it's not even respected. If someone else is putting this person in front of you, they're like everybody's skeptical of this person until they actually like can make them like you. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
But if it's someone that's like comes up on their own, they get a lot more respect or a lot more like, you know, fans, so to say, or supporters.
Right.
You know, we're in an age of I want to see your story. I want to know your story. I want to know why you're here. Right. I want to know your dirt. I want to know your good and bad and everything. And I mean, honestly, that's what makes a lot of us fall in love with comedians. We know all of their dirt, you know what I mean? Because they just put
they put it out there.
And they make it funny, you know? Like, those are some of my favorite comics, you know what I mean? That tend to put their dirt out there, because I'd be surprised they saying the shit they say. And I'm like, yo, did he just say that? But then it's funny. Mm-hmm. At the same time, versus just like, yo, what did you just say?
talking about favorite comics, like X just said, who's your favorite comic, man? Who do you look up to? Who are the cats? Who's your number one that you look up to? And then who else do you kind of look up to?
Yo, I may sound like, what? Like you, like, but it's not, yo, that's just crazy. I don't know if I look up to any, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, like I would say, like, me growing up watching, like, Red Fox, Richard Pryor, like, watching him. But yeah. I didn't really look up, but
who did you enjoy, like, watching, you know what I mean?
Enjoy watching? I never watched anybody's stand-up. Watching it as much was, you know, Raw and Delirious. Like, I seen that mad times. And Damon Wayans' special.
Okay.
But far as, I didn't know he was a comic, but as far as watching this dude, like, everything he did, I used to, yo, Jim Carrey? Like, when he was on Living Color?
Yeah.
Yo, that dude, beast. And I was like, and how he act, I'm like, yo, that's how I used to act in school and home, just crazy and, like, mental. So me, I used to be like, man, Jim Carrey, I didn't know he did stand-up. And then I watched his stand-up, I was like, yo, this dude was funny as fuck.
Jim Carrey is genius.
He was. What? Yeah. Yo, he was funny as hell. Yo, man.
Jim Carrey's still funny.
That Fire Marshal Bill shit from Living Color,
man. That shit was hilarious.
He was the only dude. He was in every sketch, every one. He was in it. Mm-hmm. Even if he wasn't a star, he was just like, he was just there.
Yeah, he'd get a little part.
Yo, that's how, man, that dude was funny as hell. So I'd say, man, Jim Carrey, like, I gotta say, but I watch everything. Martin. Like, I used to have Martin's tape. He had a tape.
Martin's a classic.
And I used to listen to that shit every, like, just, man.
So I have a question. If, for those who out there that may want to go down this road of comedy, how does a person know that they're a comedian? Like, how do they know they have it? You know, and if they know, when they find out they have it, what do they do with
That's
it?
Good question, X.
Thank you.
And how do they know? That's the thing, man, with stand-up. Some people, it's just like any other talent. Some people, they were born with that type with a talent, or they just pick up one along the way and get really good at it that it seemed like it was natural.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Like a learned ability almost.
They learn it. Right, and it's like, you know, some people shun at that, like, man, you learn it, but that's hard to do too, learning. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not a textbook person at all. Like, I was, it's always fuck up in school because I just didn't like how it was fed. It was they call that ADD, but it was just, you're too slow for me.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Or you're not interesting or something.
Yeah, interesting, yeah. So, you know, shit. Knowing that they have and how to go about it, man, you have to perform this shit. That's the thing. Nowadays, a lot of cats is like they'll go to an open mic performing and like say you're a comic. Like that shit doesn't work. Like how do you think you should get paid?
Right.
So now, like you just did, you went on stage like maybe for a month, 10 times. You should get paid and like that's. Motherfucker, you think a doctor, you did some stitching, you're going to do heart surgery, I want $100,000, you think that's, fuck out of here, man. But you can't argue with him. It's like, yo, look at all his followers, man. He got 600,000 followers.
Yeah.
That makes you a comic? Fuck out of here, man.
Yeah, the game is fucked up.
It is, man.
In every which way, man. Like, in a lot of the industry, man, like we said last week, man, the music, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
even movies, man, like.
Yep. And I just think we're in an age where, you know, we grew up where shit was a certain way. You know what I mean?
That shit is fast food.
That shit is over now.
Yeah.
Now we're in a whole different era.
GMO.
Everything, right.
Exactly.
It's like, It's like you gotta either adapt to the shit or just fucking hang right. the shit up. One or the other.
It's either you gotta adapt to it, yeah.
Or hang it up. Like with me and producing, right? I'm a producer. I make beats, right?
Mm.
It's a lot of producers out there, dog.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and they're good. Like, a lot of these producers are really good at what they do. So yeah. if I'm really gonna be serious about like putting myself out there as a producer, I mean, I would have to really like, put some money behind myself and a lot of time. Yeah. And no, I would have to like really like almost put everything else aside just to like because of the amount of competition there is and because of all the different things. So I would have to adapt in a serious way. Even though I'm good, I'm a great producer, but shit, that ain't enough nowadays. It's not enough to be great.
Yep.
It's not enough to be great. Like I'm a great healer. I can heal people from pretty much almost anything. It's not enough to be a great healer. If people don't know about me, who can I help?
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I also have to be a great marketer. I have to be a great this. I have to be a great that. I have to make sure this and that is in line. I have to be in the right place at the right time. My pricing has to be good. All these different things. I have to make sure I answer my messages. I got to make sure like all these different little nuances.
You know, it's like that for so much things.
Yes. 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 With business nowadays. You know, you have to be sure that you're just not great at just being great at what you're doing business with. You got to have all these other things in line. And I, what I've found is this. You work better when you have somebody that specializes in a shit you don't like to do.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm looking for. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I don't mind marketing, but I don't want to have to do that shit all day. Like, I just want to focus on healing people. So, if I got somebody doing that and they're getting paid for it, now my business is more successful. So, I think that's where a lot of people, and that's why we see it now. Well, even back in the day, you know, people who were successful, they came from the trap. You know what I'm saying? It was street money. You know what I'm saying? Like, even if it was on a corporate level, like these corporations, street money. Like, all this shit was, it started off with street money. You know what I'm saying? But they had to have other people in positions to move to work, do all this other different shit to even get that street money. Mm-hmm. And then they had to have other people in place to do other certain shit that one person that they're supporting couldn't do. That one artist or that one musician, they couldn't just do that. Let me see. What's that guy that they the Italians love this guy, yo? What's his name? I'm gonna kick myself later for not remembering this, but
Sinatra.
Yeah, thank you. You're in my head, Sinatra. They like I heard he was like the mob supported that man. Like the mob wouldn't let like he was, you know, he was down. You know what I'm saying? But think about that. That's probably why he was so successful, so memorable. He had the support system of people fulfilling their roles and whatever they were going to do.
It's the thing. You could be nasty at what you do, man. You still, in the end of the day, you need that hand.
You need
somebody to pull you up. Like, you're not, I don't care how good, you need that.
You definitely need
like,
that.
Like, yo, Cat, man, people don't understand, man, like, all this shit. Yo, let me get a little deep, and it may sound disrespectful, but like, yo, America itself, man. If it wasn't for motherfuckers running up in here and killing off Indians and having slaves do their work, this shit wouldn't be like how it was. It wouldn't be.
Right.
It wasn't worked hard and get to America was not like that. So you think everything in there's never gonna be equality in fucking stolen land. There's never gonna be that.
Fact. Say that again.
there's never gonna be that.
On stolen land.
Never, yo, man.
You need to make a T-shirt with that, bro. Self. So, nah, yeah, yo. That's true. That's probably
never, one of the man.
The things I heard all week.
Mm-hmm. That shit, like, so it's just so much crooked shit going on because of this shit is so crooked. Just so shit could flourish, and it looks like it is, but it's not. It's really a smoking fucking mirror, man. Yeah,
absolutely, man.
Yeah. Woo. Damn, I don't even. No, that's what were you talking about?
No, but that's real. Yeah. That's real though, because like, all right, I gotta ask that. So we on a roll. Alchemy, the art of alchemy is turning lead to gold. Mm. So that same concept is used in slavery. You're taking like free energy, so to say.
Mm.
You know, you're getting the result you want without having the output, the energy necessary for that result. You understand what I'm saying? So it's alchemy used in a bad way. So now if you were to use that for yourself, it would be, all right, this guy specializes. He has a great social media following. I need to hire this guy to get my shit popping because I'm not going to be on social media like he is. But I know that I could turn his energy into energy for the both of us. I could turn just the attention he's getting into currency. You get what I'm saying? Mm. So it's turning lead to gold. So it's the concept of turning one form of energy into another form of energy. And what they did was turn our own energy into their energy. And they're still doing that now.
Yeah. Wow. Even on a deeper scale too, man.
Oh yeah.
You know? But let's get back a little bit into the comedy, Chris. We could go. No, it's cool, man. This is what we're here for, man. This show, we bring up guests to learn about them, and we also want to know their input on, you know, deeper issues as well, man. Like we try to be well rounded, man. But so we talked about, you know, your trip that you just went on, and you know, the show that you did with my man was trying to hate and all that. Can we get into the Food Network joint, the Bobby Flay joint?
Yeah. I do food reviews on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. I want to get into that as well.
It's mainly dessert snack reviews, like a blogger, if you call it. But it's like I do a little ghetto. I do it in the front seat of my car. And people ask why you do that. Like, why you like, because it's just better sound. And you go in a restaurant, it's always music playing. You can't have that on YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
So I like it in my car. There's no one coming in there like, in the background. It's me, and it's just focused. So
what's the name of that?
It's called C Snacks. My name is C Snacks. People, this is crazy. I'm so like C Snacks, but it's like comedian Chris Clark. Yeah, but it's like, so now I call Chris C Snacks Clark. I'm gonna change all that. Just Chris C Snacks Clark.
Plug your
man.
Your Instagram and Facebook.
My Instagram is comedian Chris Clark. My Facebook's comedian Chris Clark. YouTube is C Snacks. On snacks, like, and, yo,
I've seen a bunch of them, man. I love it, man. Like, it's just it's different because, you know, it's in a car and you're doing snacks, and I've never seen nothing like that before.
Thank you, man.
I think that's a dope little niche, man. And so that is that what got you onto the Bobby Flay show?
That's what got me on the Bobby Flay, and before Bobby Flay, around the same time, like the cooking channel was going to give me my own damn show, man.
Yeah, I think I remember.
Yeah, man, I was going to have my own show. It was a pilot.
Wow.
If it would have got the numbers up, because that's the thing at the time, because YouTube was popping, they thought the numbers you get there, you're going to get on TV, and it don't work like that. It don't work like that at all. Right. They just I can't understand why they thought that. Like, kids, like cats, they don't watch TV. They just YouTube everything. Mm-hmm. If they want their show, Netflix. Yeah. Nobody really watched TV.
Yeah, not at all.
Right. And they wanted that number, and it didn't correspond over. Okay. Big shout out to Dame Drop. Dame Drop. He's a food, big time food critic.
He's doing his thing too, man.
Man, shout out Dame, man. He is, because of him. I was able to get into that.
That's what's up.
And it was because of him, because he eats. I do desserts mainly because I'm really a snackhead. Like, I desserts and candies and all that shit. I can't really. He does food, every food. I don't eat certain shit, so that's why I don't really deal with food. Okay. So, you know, it's mainly desserts, and yet I eat it front seat of my car. I review it. I got my little niche. When I eat it and I talk about it, and I put my little comedy in it, and I started off doing something and taking people back, like, yo, it remind me of this. Because I'm not like a real foodie, like I can taste the accoutrement. I don't know about that, so I don't do it. So I know this is how I do it. I do references. I'll bring a movie back, a song. Yeah. It's just how I do. So make it unique.
But it's crazy because I've watched a lot of your episodes, and you be finding some crazy ass, like, strawberry Oreo banana fucking guava. It's crazy. If you look at the show, I don't know where the hell he's finding this shit.
Oreo I never seen before. Yeah, cinnamon cranberry or some shit. Like, what?
But it's fun. It's fun and it's a good time. And definitely check that out there on YouTube. Look out for C Snacks out there, man. So all right. I want to just get into the Bobby Flay. What's the name of that show? What's that actually called?
Beat Bobby Flay.
Beat Bobby Flay. That's right.
I was I was a celebrity
judge. Right?
Judge.
Yeah, I remember seeing you, man. I was proud when I saw that too, man. I was like, look at Chris, man. And I knew that was coming sooner or later, man. So they hit you up from.
They hit me up. Like, it wasn't no. They handpicked me.
Yeah.
Like, yo, And it's crazy. And I was like, you want to be a judge? I was like, what? Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So I go there and I'm with two, like, one's a model and she's a food. She's big. Mm-hmm. And one's like, she's a food blogger, just educated into the shit. And I'm this dude from Bridgeport, like, yo, what's good?
What's goody?
You bitches look good. What's good? Like, and I'm sitting there and Bobby, the name of the episode is called You Wouldn't Like Him When He's Angry. I think it's, if I'm not mistaken, season seven, episode 17 or 11. Anyways, that's it. So veggie burgers. Mm. You could tell somebody was paying attention because I you know, I don't eat no red meat.
Okay.
And they had the veggie burger. I eat fish and chicken, but they had the veggie burger. I was like, oh, okay, some motherfuckers doing his homework. Mm-hmm. So. You know, through the whole show's a competition, then they had the veggie burgers, and then, you know, everybody was, like, judging it to eat it, and I was like, all right, nah, and I bit it, and they was breaking it down. And I was like, so, Chris, what do you think? And I'm just like, shit, because this is a veggie burger. I don't know the day. She was naming shit in there. I'm like, man.
I don't know.
I was like, first of all, I got to say, remember, I was like, first of all, I got to say, yo, this looks like. Because the presentation, I'm like, the presentation looks dope. It looked like somebody should be just with roller skate. And I was saying that. Yo, and I remember that. They were laughing. I'm like, okay, I'm doing my job.
You're doing good.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Because they're serious.
Right.
BB5, they be serious.
They're super serious.
Yo, this is super serious, man. Bobby, after that, he was like laughing. He's like, thank you, man. You're funny.
Like, that's good.
That's what's up. But everybody voted on Bobby, and I didn't know because you had to guess, and I was like, yo, this one is better, and it wasn't Bobby. I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh my bad. All right.
Hey, you had to guess, right?
You had to guess. You had to vote. I'm being honest. Shit.
So did he end up winning or what?
Yeah, he won. Oh, he won.
Okay.
He always win. He's that dope. Like, he's that.
Yeah, he's usually. I mean, I've seen him get beat.
He got beat.
I watch it. My wife watches it a lot too. So, mm-hmm.
You know he watched that on your old too, Ricardo. Stop, right?
I mean, he's definitely gotten beat before. I've seen him get beat, but yeah. That's dope, man. When I saw that, I'm like, yo, that's dope, man. Like, to know somebody who's actually, and I, you know, like I said, I know your history. We've known each other for a few years.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we go back, man.
You know, in the clubs and all that. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
it was dope to see.
He's always, man. So always, he's always like, what up, man? And we're chopping up. It's like, yo, we talk later.
Yeah, yeah, because we'll get into it just like this.
Yeah. Always had the ill picture, man. Some of the two, it's like four pictures. That best pictures I ever took in every, like, long as I've been doing it, and it is from you, man.
That's what's up, man.
Thanks,
man. I appreciate it.
Hell yeah.
That.
And I even use it for like a headshot.
Mm. Dope.
And you had your logo. It was like, damn, I have to crop out the part. Nah, but I always say, I always like, yo, who took it? I always said that.
Absolutely, man.
Yep.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty sure you saw the flyer. That I took that picture too. I'm pretty sure, didn't I? With
the flyer, the one you sent,
the one I put up, for the holding the
wine glass.
Yeah,
it was you. Yeah.
So, man, we got a little history, man. You know, working together in the clubs.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, what do you got? Let us know, man. Let the interweblians know. Let us know what do you got going on, man. Like, what's the next steps for you?
Oh man, right now also on YouTube I'm with another comic named John Moses. This is my passion. I'm reviewing B movies.
Oh yeah, I saw that.
Yeah,
I didn't get to watch an episode yet. I'm not gonna front.
Yeah,
but I see you've been doing it for a minute.
Yeah, we kind of fell off because it's just he lives deep in Jersey and I used to go to him and that shit cost $60 every time.
Oh shit.
And I'm like, yo, dude, man, I don't got it like to keep doing that. We gotta, let me get some shows up so I have some paper to beat because that shit is expensive.
Right.
So when I go there, we can knock out 4 or 5. Anyways, it's B movies. That's my main thing, man. Before stand up, like, yo, I was a bootlegger, yo. Cats don't even know. Old school people know. Yo, dude, I used to sell mixtapes, CDs, DVDs. Like, Ninjas who know me, they know that's what
that
I did.
That was like such a big era at one point.
Yeah, yo, dude, era, yo, man. I was holding it down. Like, yo, I was one. It was me and this Jamaican dude. We was, cause I got into wholesaling. I was wholesaling.
Oh, okay.
Like, I had eight towers.
He was doing good.
Yo, I was.
You was the plug.
Yeah. I was the plug. Like, now look at it. I'm like, yo, I was really,
The plug.
The plug.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, I used to go to, yo, this is no bullshit. I used to go to get the mixtapes, and I used to get, yo, I bought a box of the Jim Jones Dipset Bird Gang. I bought the box from him, 200. Mm. The Masters from Jim Jones. Masters. Yeah. Okay. Smack. Like, Smack, all the Smack was like, yo, what up? To buy wholesale from him. Right, like, Smack himself at the time when Smack DVDs was out.
I remember that.
And French.
Oh, yeah, I remember that, the Cocaine City.
Yeah, man, and French. Oh, I remember that, yo. Yo, that's just
that was crazy.
Yo, why? When I was, this is this deep right here. Yo, when I was selling, when I used to sell mixtape, I got to talk about this
shit.
Yeah,
please do.
Yo, cats used to come all over to come to my little stand. I had two stands. I had one on Clinton and State at this gas station, Getty Gas Station, man. It was the shit. And then I had one on Dewey Street, Dewey and North, is by the cemetery. Yo, I was killing with the mixtapes, yo. Why? Because I used to buy the Masters, get the Masters before they really hit up here. Mm. I'll get it duplicated. So niggas, I used to stop that money. So yeah, K Slay was on. I remember he was on I don't know if it was Hot. I wasn't Hot 97. It was a mixtape. He had a mixtape. And I had that mixtape for years just to have it. He was like, that bitch ass bootlegger up in Bridgeport, Connecticut. You know what the fuck I'm talking about. I swear to God, I'm gonna come up there, I'm gonna fucking flip your table. Nigga, I was like, ah! Yo, I was pumped, yo. I was like, yo, can't say flipping up. He gonna flip my table. I was happy.
Got the L plug and shower.
Yeah, got the L plug. I was pumped. Oh, but nigga, I was like, hey, if you would have came to Bridgeport, you would have got shot, my nigga. Yeah. No bullshit. I'm not no thug, but I had my gun permit before anybody. I had a Desert Eagle and a baby Desert Eagle. Like, come on, you. No, you wasn't, nigga.
Motherfuckers sleep on Bridgeport, man.
Don't sleep on Bridgeport, yo.
Connecticut, period, but don't sleep on Bridgeport.
Not Bridgeport. Yo, Bridgeport. Yeah, it's not nothing to brag about if you want to take it there, but Bridgeport, motherfuckers from all, motherfuckers knew. They was like, oh, man, Bridgeport.
I say Bridgeport and Jersey, it's the same shit. Like, Bridgeport. Yeah.
Man, listen, that Shane, yo, if you look at Jersey, though, that's the thing. Everywhere that's not like you see how Bridgeport was like residential. It wasn't really, it was like, Like Jersey, yeah, it's certain projects, but it was like really like the streets where houses were, was fucking hood.
Right.
But you go to New York, them buildings, it was supposed to be hood. But nah, man, that houses. Shit. Yeah, them houses, that shit houses. Was
nigga.
Crazy, yo.
Well, yo, man, yo, it's been a dope show, man. We're about an hour in, man, and
no doubt, man. Yeah,
thank you for coming, man. It was a good show, man. I had a good time. I learned, you know, a lot more about you, which is dope, man. And just, you know, give our people any last words. Plug your social media again. You know what I mean? Let them know.
Word, man. See Snacks on Snacks, comedian Chris Clark. If you look up comedian Chris Clark, everything will pop up. But definitely, if you can subscribe to my channel, is See Snacks on Snacks on YouTube. Instagram is comedian Chris Clark. I got a lot going on, man. I'm trying for a minute, man, to put this damn city on a map, man. This shit is real, man. Like, this shit is real. And I got a lot of stuff going on with the if you go through my channel, it'll plug you to everything what I'm doing. I got going on, and I got a lot of stuff going on in the making. I can't really talk about now until the shit is out.
Okay.
But a lot of pretty big shit. Things, man. I done had doors open and close right when I'm there mad times. I'm so numb to this shit.
Right.
It's just like, man.
Yeah, the life of an artist and an entrepreneur.
Yeah, man. I mean, walking in the door.
Like, well, yo, man, listen, man. Yep. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Word.
And, man, I'm proud of you, man. Man, seeing you on TV and everything else you're doing, man, you're doing a lot of great, funny shit. And I hope that our people really go out there and follow you and Word. Yeah, anytime, man. You know, we're going to have you up here again, man. You're welcome. It's open doors.
Yeah.
So thank you, man. Thank you for real, man. And I don't know, X, you got any last words?
Yeah, man. Just how's your shoulder?
Huh?
How's your shoulder?
Yeah, I mean, it's good. Like, certain movement, I feel it. But like you said, man, it's just don't pay attention to it, man.
Stretch it out and things like that.
Yeah, man.
I'm just happy to be healing people, y'all.
He did like the Naruto thing to me, man. And that shit was, yo, and it really felt fucking better because it was just, I had my hand in my pocket because it was just hurting my shoulder and I don't know what.
Yeah, man.
That shit. That's
y'all crazy, need to man. Check your boy out. Please hit me up on social media, Xavier Kemp. You'll find me that way. Please hit me up. I can help you. I can change your life. Don't underestimate it, bro. I'm telling you. Please, please, hit your boy up.
Word.
I'm cheap. It's only $25 a session. I ain't going to charge you an arm and a leg. Holler at your boy.
And he going to fix your arm and your leg.
That's right. I ain't going to charge your arm and a leg, and I'm going to make you feel like you got a new arm and a leg. Holler at your boy.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Interweblians. Another show has come to an end. We had a great time with y'all, man.
No equality or stolen land.
Yes, yo, we gotta write that down too, man.
What's that?
No equality.
Karis One said that. He said it, but he said it like he said it in a rhyme, but it's real.
Yeah,
absolutely.
But that's a standout. Yeah.
We're gonna get that going. But once again, ladies and gentlemen, thank you. Check us out on the BackyardMeccaShow.com. Backyard Mecca, Instagram, Backyard Mecca, Facebook. Backyard Mecca, Twitter. We will see y'all next week. Peace, 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 peace. Peace. Interweblians.